the Lord in vain. We see that is as all the commands. It's both inward and outward. We can break these commands inwardly. We can certainly break them outwardly. The command prohibits all irreverent, disrespectful, flippant, indifferent uses of his name verbally. Also would prohibit that mentally, any irreverence or any lack of reverence is irreverence. So any prohibits any lack of reverence toward God. It prohibits any lack of respect toward God. It would prohibit any indifference toward God. With that in mind, we saw last week that really all unbelief is a lack of reverence for the Lord, a lack of reverence for who he is, a lack of reverence for what he says. So that's a form of breaking the commandment. Any personal aversion to any of his attributes, that's a lack of reverence, lack of respect, which again is breaking of this commandment. That's just in our everyday life. Then we come to our duties, our, for lack of a better word, religious duties, we'll say spiritual duties toward God. And many do not think of it this way, but it's very possible. It's not only possible, it's very prevalent to take the name of the Lord in vain, whether mentally. Most people don't do it verbally in worship, but mentally, with respect to our worship of the Lord. I believe that all worship that is done with an improper motive, an improper aim, is a breaking of this command. We have mentally taken the name of God in vain. That is, we don't have that respect or reverence. Approaching God in an improper manner, which would be anything that isn't reverent. Any approach to God that is not reverent is improper. And it shows a lack of respect for God, which, again, is a form of taking his name in vain. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, Ezekiel chapter 20, and verse 39, speaking of our approach to God, "As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye, serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also." So, this seems odd. God telling them to go and serve their idols. Just go ahead, serve your idols. "If ye will not hearken unto me." God says, if you're not going to listen to me, go serve your idols. I'm not interested in your trying to balance the two. But then notice what he says. "But pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols," with your offerings. He's talking about their approach to him, talking about their worship of him. And the problem was they were not listening to God, because he says, if you will not hearken unto me, go ahead and serve your idols. And the not listening to God was a polluting of his name when they brought their offerings. So we see an improper approach to God breaks this commandment. The mere formality, hypocrisy, false profession in the worship and service of God is a breaking of the commandment. To play the hypocrite before God, to just go through formality before God, shows a great lack of respect toward the Lord. And that, of course, is a breaking of the commandment. Psalm 78, and verse 36. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart is not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. They used flattering words, but in all of that, they were lying. That is, it was just formality. That's a breaking of the command. To just use platitudes without any thought is a breaking of the command. It's a approaching God in a spirit of irreverence. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, the Lord makes it very clear concerning the manner in which he is to be approached. And as you read the scriptures concerning these things, concerning approaching God, it becomes painfully obvious that the Lord is greatly offended by those who approach him without reverence. Verse 13, bring no more vain oblations. He says, don't even bother. That's what he's saying. I don't want them. Don't bother. The thinking of today many times is, well, it's better to go and go through the motions and not. Well, that's not what God says. He says, don't bother. Don't even bother. I'm not interested. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting, even your most serious meeting, he says. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. It's a good thing. Lift up your hands to God. It's a good thing to offer prayers to God if it is properly done. If not, it's offensive to God. It's a profaning. It's an irreverence to the Lord. So we break this command in our worship. In Isaiah 29, verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people, and Jesus referred to this verse, draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, that is, they said the right things, but have removed their heart far from me, and the fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Isaiah 48, verse 1. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. You make mention of his name, but not in truth, not in righteousness. Again, it's improper. It's a breaking of the command. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 31 and 32. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words. All that's good outwardly, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, say the right things, but their heart goeth after covetousness. In their heart's full of covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them, this is speaking God, God is unto them a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. They hear thy words, but they do not do them, but they do them not. So once again, that is a breaking of the command. Worship is not a performance. It's not a performance. It's not who has the most talent to do such and such. It's a reverence toward God. And if we bring it down to a mere performance, again, the Lord says, go ahead, go to your idols. And people want to bring it down to a mere performance, just go to theater. But don't do that before God. Don't think that is pleasing to the Lord. It's a breaking of the commandment. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 46, why call ye me Lord, Lord? Do not the things which I say. In other words, again, they had the right words, had the religious platitudes, but their lives didn't show it. It's a lack of respect toward God. To lie to anybody is a lack of respect. And to lie to God, however we do it, and there's many ways, is a lack of respect, and a lack of reverence toward God is a breaking of the command. Performing duties to God in improper manner. Leviticus 10, verses 1 through 3. Aaron and Hur offering up strange fire to the Lord, profaned the name of the Lord in praises, in singing. Our songs are to be about God. I think that's one of the saddest things about many of the more modern songs. I'm not saying all of them, but many of them, there's some that only mention his name. We come to worship God, and the song should be about who? It should be about God. And our songs are about God. But if we sing those songs without any heart or without any thought, have we not taken his name in vain? We have. It's a different form, but it's still a taking of his name in vain. We read his word. We hear his word. And if we do that without seriousness, that's disrespect. It's like someone handing you a letter and saying, here, I wrote this letter. I'd like for you to read it. And you just kind of glance at it. Well, that's disrespectful. You don't think much of it. That's how it is with God's Word. And God is is not pleased because it's a taking of his name in vain. And again, his name represents all that he is. So all casual approaches concerning the person of God is a taking of his name in vain. Next week we'll consider, and then we'll go into the fourth command, which concerns the Sabbath. But if you think about it, we take God's name in vain every time we willfully sin. We do something, we know it's wrong, we know we're sinning, we do it anyway. That's willful sin. All willful sin is a taking of God's name in vain. It's a irreverence toward God. It's just like a parent tells a child, don't do that, and they look at you and do it anyway. That's disrespect. There's a problem there with respect. It's not just the problem of they want to do that. No, there's a respect problem. So it is with God. God says, don't do that. And we do it anyway. That's disrespect, which is a taking of his name in vain. And I believe all willful sin is a breaking of the third command. So once again, as in all the commandments thus far, these commands are broken all the time. And we need to constantly beware of that so that we can repent and get it right. And if we really broke it down, a sin, just one sin, consists of so many things. You could go on all day. If you broke that one sin down, you could go on all day telling the Lord how sorry you are about this, because it's all included. We don't have to do that, of course. God doesn't require us to do that. But it would do good every now and then for us to think in those terms so that we can see how grievous any sin is. Let's look to the Lord. More to prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. We again thank you, Lord, for your law. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us these things to help us, to protect us. And Lord, we pray today that you would just be with us in a special way, that you would cause us, Lord, to look to thee, that we would honor thee in everything that we say and everything that we do and every thought that goes through our minds this day. Lord, that you would just help us. We pray that you would draw us to you. Lord, we pray that you would cause us to see and feel your mighty presence. We pray for the lost, that you would speak to their hearts, that you would open their hearts to salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.